Tiger!
Talofa lava, Mr. Speaker.
Talofa lava, Mr. Speaker. Thank you.
Talofa lava, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Talofa lava.
Samoan Language Week in the House, although the focus in question time was far from the Pacific, as the government rejected claims that it had paid a huge bribe to revive hopes of a trade deal in the Middle East. For the second day, Foreign Minister Murray McCully was interrogated about payments of millions of dollars to Saudi Arabian interests to settle a long-running dispute over exports of live sheep. Among questions for the minister was this one from Labour spokesman on trade and export growth, David Parker.
Why is he the first minister in history to back a multi-million dollar facilitation payment, which in other jurisdictions is called a bribe?
Honourable Murray McCully.
Mr. Speaker, unfortunately, the current government inherited a serious problem in 2008. And it was clear to...
Order. The question's been asked. The minister's got now a right and a responsibility to answer it.
Clear to the government, Mr. Speaker, that the relationship with the Saudi Arabian government was poisoned, that the relationship with the Gulf states had been poisoned, and that the New Zealand government was also exposed to a legal claim for up to $30 million.
Murray McCully's predecessor in the Foreign Affairs portfolio used equally strong language.
The Right Honourable Winston Peters.
Minister, is this not a fact that this is a new low in our international relationships and that this is a multi-million dollar bribe that has been given to private interests in Saudi Arabia? Is that not a fact?
The Honourable Murray McCully.
Mr. Speaker, I've made it clear that the officials who were dealing with this matter would have had on their minds the damage that had been done to New Zealand's trading relationship with Saudi Arabia and the wider Gulf, as well as having on their minds the exposure of the New Zealand government to a substantial claim for damages resulting from the actions of a government of which the Right Honourable Member was a member.
Meanwhile, the Greens trade spokesman, James Shaw, who was the first to raise this issue in the Chamber, wanted to know whether the $30 million claim against the New Zealand government had any chance of success.
What legal advice did the government receive as to the likely success of the potential claim by Mr. Al-Khalaf?
Speaker.
The Honourable Murray McCully.
Mr. Speaker, as I've made clear, the government did not wish to proceed down that path and entered into talks with the parties to try and avoid such an outcome. And I am satisfied that we would never have done so had we not been advised that the claim had some prospect of success.
Foreign Minister Murray McCully. Prime Minister John Key, meanwhile, defended the use of land surrounding an electricity substation as a site for new houses in Auckland.
Actually, as we can see, there's lots of land and... Oh, what are those? Oh, they're houses. So I guess if you build them there... Yeah, they're right next to it. They're just there, you see. You build them there, I guess you can build them there, I suppose.
And while the Foreign Minister blamed Labour for spoiling the trade relationship with Saudi Arabia, the Prime Minister was pleased to borrow support from his Labour predecessor for his Auckland housing policies.
I am happy to accept it's quite a good idea building houses on Crown land. And why do I think that's a good idea? I know, because in 2008, Helen Clark actually announced it. And believe it or not, the program, Home Ownership on Pacific Estates, was called HOPE. Back then, they had hope for housing in Auckland. Now they have hope that the Labour Party will just survive.
Question time was followed by resumption of the budget debate, with 7¾ hours remaining, and this contribution from Māori Party co-leader Marama Fox.
We are proud to be able to put our hand on our heart and say, yes, that $790 million is as a result of influence from being at the table and not under the table, not eating the crumbs. Those are some fairly expensive crumbs, if that's what people believe.
Māori Party co-leader Marama Fox with that reminder of the benefits flowing from her party's casting its two votes with the government on budget measures, helping to ensure that John Key's National Party has a majority to defeat the opposition's no-confidence amendment when the budget debate ends after 15 hours, probably just in time for the House to adjourn for the weekend. More details on our website, parliamenttoday.co.nz. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.